My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about the future of blogging as a marketing channel. So, Neil, we should give some context to people first. I mean, we know right now millions and millions of blog posts are coming out every single day, 3 to 4 million plus. Now that we're kind of at home, at least as of this recording, we know more and more content is coming out. So the question is, where is blogging going as a marketing channel? What do people need to be concerned about?
Yeah, you mentioned it, right? Like there's millions and millions of blog posts coming out each and every single day. There's over a billion blogs and those numbers are just increasing. And, you know, when we look at it, I remember we ran a study in 2019 to look at the future of digital marketing. One of them was how many of your customers find you through blogging first? And it's above 20%, shockingly, for the web. And when we look at that, the data is actually increasing year over year. So a blog and content is a great way to attract people, but you run into two issues right now. One, it's super competitive and saturated. And two, if you don't do something unique, you're not going to stand out and you're not going to do well, right? Like, you know, Eric and I talk about this. I get more traffic than him. And Eric, what do you think is one of the main reasons on why I get more traffic than you?
Well, I think Uber Suggest is a big piece of it.
Forget that. But like the other one, and you mentioned this to me, is I've been doing this longer.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, look at it this way, right? It's when you look at it as an investment, you've been compounding for way longer than I have.
Exactly. And I also got in early, right? When it was less competitive, easier, and that's helped me. Sure, I've adjusted my strategy as there's been more competition, but still timing helps a lot. And right now, if you're going to start or you're going to try to kick it in, it's going to be super competitive. So let's first go after, and they actually go in hand, right? That it's saturated and you have to stand out. Because if you stand out, you don't have to worry about it being saturated. What are some strategies that you would use today to stand out, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I mean, this is, we're going to talk about this in our next podcast episode, but there's a piece I read and I'll just talk about it right now a little bit. If you Google marketing showrunners experience spectrum, so again, marketing showrunners experience spectrum, that's SPECTRYM, I think. So the whole idea around marketing is you have to stand out. You can't just be something that's very Google, like someone can just Google like the sports scores, right? Like that's very transactional. That's on the left side of the experience spectrum. As you come up a little bit, you know, you might go to information where you're learning from like an expert. So it might be the sports scores, but you have like a sports analyst like Stephen A. Smith or something like that, right? But it's still the same information at the end of the day. So you got to think about how you can take people on a journey, how you can take people on an experience. And this guy's name is Jay Akunzo. I'm probably butchering his last name, but if you want to stand out, you think about people like Backlinko when they're writing their SEO posts, they brand things, skyscraper technique, power pages, right? All these things. And I think about the early days, at least when I first started learning marketing, Neil would make these guides, you know, $30,000 on this really well-designed guide. And that was really hot at the time. And that's how he ranked for all these amazing keywords. But it's because that piece stood out head and shoulders above the rest. And it wasn't just another blog post.
Yeah. And another thing that you can do if you want to end up standing out, and people stop doing this, is infographics. You can use Infogram to create an infographic. It stands out. People are still very visual, but a lot less people have been creating infographics compared to 6, 7, 8 years ago, and they still do really well. Tools are another one. Eric mentioned that, right? I have Uber Suggest. Adding a tool to your blog or your site generates a ton of traffic, and it can also convert well into leads. What other strategies? Carousels. You've been big on carousels lately.
I think that's it's just repurposing in general. I think that's what we're basically saying now.
Yeah. In essence, you're repurposing. Like the carousel concept, you can check out Eric or my Instagram profile. Both of us use carousels, and we're just, in essence, repurposing information and making it the ability to swipe. You can end up doing that in PowerPoint presentations. You can end up doing that in images. You can do that with blog content as well. And it's all easy ways to generate more traffic and stand out.
Yeah, I think the point is too, like what we're basically saying is, look, you can't put all your eggs in one basket, especially in today's day and age. I think 10 years ago, maybe you can say, I'm just focused on blogging. I'm just focused on this. Like for the vast majority of us, I think we are going to have to think about how we can diversify, given that the attention is so split right now. And like, who knows what's going to happen, right? But I just know, like, if you're starting in today's day and age and you just relied on blogging, it is going to be tough sledding, especially if you don't have an email list, especially if you don't have an audience. So as soon as you start to get one channel going, you got to start to think about how you can diversify as quickly as possible. It's something Neil and I talk about a lot, but you know, it's easier said than done, but it's simple to do. Neil?
Yeah, totally. And if you put all your eggs in one basket, you're not going to do as well. And if you just do simple things like, hey, I'm going to go and write on every single subject out there and gobble up all the keywords, it's not going to work. That kind of stuff used to, but that kind of stuff doesn't
Look at eHow, gone, right? I think they're gone, right?
eHow is gone. And there's a lot of like health sites too that have just been crushed over the years. About.com no longer exists. They had to end up turning it into multiple sites and redoing the strategy and cutting most of their content. But yeah, the old concept of just writing a ton of content doesn't work well anymore.
Yeah, about.com, business.com, all of those, right? And anyway, we can actually rant on that later. But that is it for today, guys. Marketingschool.io/school. If you're interested in learning about the education program that Neil and I are putting together, you will be on the wait list. See you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, We're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Right? Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.